This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom, and we are in the School of Wisdom, learning what God is requiring to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. And we're thanking God for the scripture also that says, be ye holy as I am holy. And we are a holy people unto the Lord, striving to live every day holy, to live perfect what God is requiring of us. And truly, we thank God for our great pastor who is teaching us to live justly, teaching us to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Now I present unto you our pastor, Pastor Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Peace, our elders, our missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. And I want to talk today about what defileth a man. Before we get into that thought, Sister Tatum has a poem, and we have a number from the choir, the firstborn. Choir.
See, it's all about salvation. Yeah.
talking about the firstborn. That's you that have been born of God's Spirit. That's the firstborn. That means Christ have been born in our life. We thank God for our sister Tatum, and we hope you enjoyed that number. These have not been in a club singing, and they haven't been in some other churches trying to praise God when they should be here. You want to see the covenant sing? Invite us, we'll come and give you a service, not just a song. We have testimonies that go along with the music. And above the testimonies, we have the word. We just don't lend out our singers to perform and put on a show. We don't do that. We don't have the battle of the groups over here and anywhere else. We do have a poem right now, Sister Tatum.
Loving God is to love His law. I'm so thankful for another day to serve a mighty God, to remember His mighty power coming through His mighty rod. I'm so honored, I'm privileged, and greatly blessed too, for a merciful, merciful Savior who gave a law that's so pure. I'm so thankful for another day. It's a blessing if you keep it, and it's a cursing if you don't. The blessing, you'll inherit the kingdom. The cursing, you won't. I love the God I'm serving. He's just in every way. And all that's asked for me to do is to honor, love, and obey.
Isn't that beautiful? All God is saying is to honor, love, and obey, because the fulfilling of God's word is to honor God, to have no other gods before God. Obey the word, and that means all 10 precepts. Yes. Deacon Debbie, what's our announcements?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Another Sabbath day. We're glad to be with you. We are God's covenant church. We are the church of God established in Jesus' name. That means we're established in the word, which means we are established in the commandments, which means we are established in the law, which means we are established in righteousness, which means we are established in holiness, which means we are established in sanctification. Isn't that beautiful? Which means we've been saved from sin. Isn't that beautiful? And what defileth the man is sin and things that are of the old man. And before we go into that, you need to understand Deuteronomy 4 and 6. It says, keep therefore and do them. But this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. What nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them? As the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for. And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day? Let's go to 1 Corinthians 3 and 16. We will get into the thought. It's about staying saved. It's about staying sanctified. It's about becoming and staying righteous. Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. I spoke with a brother that's so-called a brother. We're calling him brother because he says he believes in keeping God's commandments. But he's kind of caught up with meats and drinks and circumcision of the flesh. And in that, he's erring. Mm-hmm. There's simplicity in Christ. Right. I don't claim to know all of the laws in the Jews' religion and all of the festival days. But I believe Christ came and he fulfilled all of that, and we are complete in him. I think the biggest controversy is knowing that you're in him. So many have been born again, but they've been born of corruptible seed. And to be in him means to keep his word. To believe in him, to follow him, means to keep his word, which means you honor the one that God sent. You honor the Father, what he is asking for, and those that are carrying the Father. Beautiful. Honor thy father and thy mother. And that eliminates the gods and taking his name in vain and making graven images and on and on and on. Mm-hmm. 1 Corinthians, Deacon Franny, and 3 and 16.
Know ye not that ye are the temple of God?
Now, we're the temple, and most people think that say they're Christians, I've been born again. Whatever you might think about Christ and how you serve Christ, there's certain commands and laws you cannot transgress. It nullifies what you think. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God? What?
And that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you.
Talking about God's Spirit dwelling in us. And when you are the temple, it is. But before the Spirit of God can dwell in you, it must clean you up. Because one of the things about God, he said, I am God and I cannot lie. God don't dwell in an unclean temple. So you say, well, we're just sinners in Zion. If you're a sinner, you're not in Zion. And Zion is not in you. Isn't that beautiful? God don't dwell in an unclean temple. In God, there is no darkness at all. Read it again. Know ye not
that ye are the temple of God.
Now, it's letting you know we're the temple. In other words, we're where God is supposed to dwell. Because God's dwelling is with his people.
Mm-hmm. And that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you.
Spirit of God dwell in you. This is one that's truly the temple and have been born again. What?
If any man defile the temple of God.
Any man defile the temple, what?
Him shall God destroy.
So that means God begins to take you out of him, or he departs from you. Remember, the temple is cleaned up, but when one's defiled, it take on more devils. God is gone. That's why the Lord said, the word have I hid in my heart. That's what the scripture says through David. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. If God's word is in one, they're not going to sin. Devil come to take it out. Make you forget what you believe in. Yes.
For the temple of God
what?
Is holy.
The temple of God is Baptist?
Holy.
Holy.
Yes.
Right. It's Methodist? Holy. It's holy. Right. So how can one say, I have the Holy Ghost, and they're African Episcopal? Or they haven't been born again of uncorruptible seed, but corruptible seed. A corruptible seed is when you defile God's word and you take it upon yourself to obey it. Yes. Remembering the first day of the week as the day of rest. That's defilement. Yes. That's not holy. That's not sanctifying. No. Every word of God is pure. Yes. And you can't change it. He said, I am the Lord and I change not. Any man defile the temple of God, him
shall God destroy.
What?
For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are.
So The Holy Ghost let us know you're the temple. And if you are not holy, God going to destroy you. Mm-hmm. Matthews 15 and 1. We're going to let the scriptures talk. And you that hath an ear, let him hear. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And if you happen to have your scriptures open, blessed are your eyes if they see.
Yes. All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Yes.
And if they don't see, what?
Believe.
No, if you don't see, you're defiled. Because you can't see unless you're pure. Isn't that beautiful?
It's beautiful?
That's why everyone that has this hope in him to see the Lord to purify himself as he is pure. Yeah. You cannot see God if you're not pure.
Right.
So if you're going to say, ain't nobody perfect, ain't nobody holy but the Lord, you'll never see him then.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
15 and 1 says what?
Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees,
what?
Which were of Jerusalem, saying, why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders?
So many wonder why we here at 425 Laconia Boulevard said, now, why don't y'all speak in tongues? We do. It's the tongue of the learned.
That's right.
And what you've been speaking is gibberish. What you call a tongue, if there is no interpretation of it, but what you say God knows. God don't know what you're talking about either. God knows all things. So you must be having some funny language here when God don't know it. Isn't that something?
Right.
You've been defiled. So now you need to speak in tongues. You need to get on your knees and tarry. Tarry only means waiting. That's what they did in Jerusalem. They waited until they had power that was from on high to witness. Now, if you're here to witness, I don't need you to speak in some gibberish to witness. You can talk English or whatever language the majority of your congregation understand. You don't need to speak something nobody understand. But somebody in a corner somewhere, and they're going to tell you what you said to God.
Sorry, Pastor.
That's not tongues God's talking about. That's foolishness. That's because the congregation defiled to carry on like that. That's the spirit of the enemy. Read.
For they wash not their hands when they eat bread.
Well, you all don't do things like we do it. The traditions of the fathers have been led wrong for eons, according to what's written. So that's what you say. That's what the word says.
That's right.
The scripture says, straight is the gate that lead to life, and few there be that find it. So when I see three churches on the same block in the same 1 mile radius, somebody's lying about God sent them. Because God, that's foolishness to have three leaders in the same block.
Right.
All say they're Christian. One Presbyterian down a little further is the great shepherd, some kind of a Seventh-day Adventist, then you got a Baptist. That ain't God. That's foolishness. That's somebody's been defiled.
That's right.
To pretend like they're all been set by God. No. First of all, God is holy. It's about holiness, and you cannot have holiness without God's commandment. Law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul.
Yes, Lord.
Read.
But he answered and said unto them,
what?
Why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition?
So it's all of these different traditions and ways, like I said. My grandpa was a presiding elder, and he was transgressing God's word because all he knew was Sunday. He forgot the Sabbath day, and probably he didn't forget it. He never knew it. And so much of this so-called Christianity been handed down from the poppy over there at Rome. Oh, that's Catholicism. All right, it's the same thing. Popey handed all this. They never knew about remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And the Jews in Judaism, they start remembering the Sabbath day on the sixth day at night. That's in air. And the Lord said there's 12 hours in the day. No, the word don't spare nobody. No respect of person means nothing because you are a natural Jew. We are Jews. We are spiritually Jews. We are spiritually Israelites. Isn't that beautiful? We serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His name is Jesus. Isn't that beautiful? So are you talking about? It's Jesus. Jesus, we talking about him. Yes, we are. It's Jesus. Isn't that beautiful? Now you feel better. It's the blood of Jesus. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And we spell blood W-O-R-D. Okay, let's go there now. All right. Why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your traditions? Go to Colossians. All of these ways that the forefathers brought us up in. When the word has been revealed to you, when you receive the one that God sent, you find out this is air. And that according to what's written, they don't know the Lord. They're transgressing God's commandment by these different ways and traditions and doctrines. Colossians 2 and 8.
2 and 8, yes. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit.
What?
After the tradition of men.
Most of these churches spoil everyone coming here by these traditions. Soon as you come in the door, in some places, everything is amen before he ever said anything, or she. Everything is an amen. Everything is a come on. It's just a bunch of show and theatrics. And call themselves having a good time, call themselves anointed. But what they're saying, the content of what they're saying is nothing. And it's not true. Read.
Through philosophy and vain deceit. After the tradition of men.
What?
After the rudiments of the world.
It's all after the rudiments of the world. They get worked up by emotion. That's the rudiment of the world. And call it anointing. Lord sat down and taught men. Thousands. He sat and taught them. You don't have to be running across a stage or a platform and hacking and carrying on calling yourself anointed. That's not anointing. That's just excited. And that's the spirit of the enemy getting you excited. The rudiments of the world, what?
Mm-hmm. And not after Christ.
And not after Christ. Mm-hmm. Let's read the 10th verse and see what it says.
And ye are complete in him.
Now we're complete in Christ. Mm-hmm. But again, the controversy is, are you in him? If you're not keeping God's commandments, you're not in him. That means you're defiled. What?
Which is the head of all principality and power.
So you have your principles. We have the principles of God and the power.
Right.
Read the 10, read on down.
In whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands.
So we're not worried about being a natural circumcision. We've been circumcised. Mm-hmm. With the circumcision made without hands. What?
In putting off the body of the sins.
It's the body of the sins. Mm-hmm.
Of the flesh.
Of the flesh is what defile the person. Mm-hmm. Not what you eat.
Right.
And he said, well, now that means we can drink liquor. No. Liquor does defile the body. Mm-hmm. It destroys the temple because it destroys the way you think.
Mm-hmm.
Strong drink. Right. So what about a mild drink? Anyone that's of God would not encourage this kind of carrying on today, in this day and time, to drink, period.
That's right.
I don't say it's only 2%. No.
No, that's right.
And you should honor what the way the Spirit of God has taken us. If there's no medications to help you with pain and so on and so forth, there was a dispensation in time when this was allowed, a little fermentation to keep one encouraged at times. But this is not the time. We're not going to get into all of that, but we're talking about what defile. Because when you do these things, even when you have prescription drugs, if it makes you act in a way that transgresses God, you shouldn't take it. Read.
Yes. In putting off the body of the sins of the flesh.
What?
By the circumcision of Christ.
The circumcision of Christ.
Yes.
Is the cross of Christ.
Yes.
Because it cuts away the works of the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
It nails the works of the flesh down where it cannot operate. That's the cross of Christ. That's not the cross of that devil. That cross of that devil nailed down natural flesh. That's all it does. The devil's traditions only cover natural. God covers the spirit.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Yes.
Read.
Buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God.
What?
Who hath raised him from the dead.
Buried with him in baptism. In other words, we've been submerged in his word.
Thank God.
washing of water by the word. And kept under the water, under the word of God, until the old man came up new. Isn't that beautiful? Buried with him. In baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation. Now, he said, I got faith, but if you don't have any works, you ain't got no faith, and you ain't have no operation. To have the operation means you get the works to go along with your faith. Because that's how you operate with works. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh,
what?
Hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all transgressions.
But to be quickened means to shut it down. The old man. Now the new man can arise. That's how you're quickened. It's just not saying you're quickened. It's an operation. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Now, read down to the 16th verse. What? Blotting.
Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which
what?
Was contrary to us, and took it out.
The ordinance that was against us was, if you sin, the remedy for sin was a sacrifice. Offering of a lamb, bull, calf for your sin to be redeemed back. Because without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. That was against us because we felt nothing. The one that suffered was the animal. So that was against us because you had the same conscience of doing the sin over and over because you felt nothing. But what God wanted us to do, present ourselves a living sacrifice like he did. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. Now you feel it. And you got to present a body that's sanctified. A body that has been shut down from sin. Now you feel it. Now that's a sacrifice that's holy. That's what the Lord did. Read.
Nailing it to his cross.
Nailing it to his cross. And the traditions of men have been taught that the cross he's talking about is that devil's cross, which is not. His cross is his word.
Yes, it is.
Nailing down that old man to have no other gods before God.
Yes.
To not make unto him any graven image, not taking his name in vain, to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Now that's nailing down the old man.
Yes.
Traditions and ways how you think you should serve God or what you've been told how to serve God and serving him according to his word. Isn't that beautiful? Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. What?
And having spoiled principalities.
We've spoiled principalities. Because principalities mean your principles.
Yes.
It's the old family first. Family is first. But it's the spiritual family that's first.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful? It's those that carry God. Honor thy father and thy mother.
Yes.
Those that carry. So what you talking about? The Lord said, who is my mother? Who is my brother and who is my sister? Those that do the will of my father. That's the spiritual family.
Yes.
And when they came to him, saying, now, your brethren and your mother stand without. He said, wait a minute. Who is my mother? Who is my brethren?
All right.
Who is my sister? Those that do the will of my father. He was letting the world know. He was knocking down and shutting down principalities. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Spoiled principalities and powers. What?
He made a show of them openly.
Openly he did this. Not privately. He did it openly.
Right.
They were standing there watching him. They didn't care because they were with him. Because truly his natural family that was with him was first.
Yes.
And so was James, Peter, and John. That was his natural, his spiritual family.
Yes. Triumphing over them in it.
Triumphing over them in it.
Yes.
And that's what we do here, 425 Laconia Boulevard. We're not worried about principles of the world. Principalities of the world, what you going to do for Valentine's Day?
All right.
My loved ones are Valentine all the time.
That's right.
I don't have to wait to a day to act and give them something for being sweet.
Right.
And they don't have to act that way for me either. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Triumphing over them, over it. What?
Mm-hmm.
Let no man.
Let no man therefore judge you in me.
So don't judge us because we may have a steak and have a little bit of red in it.
Right.
It's the spirit of the law.
Beautiful.
That's got blood. Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. That little bit ain't gonna hurt nobody.
No.
What?
Or in drink.
Or in drink. What? Mm-hmm.
or in respect of a holy day.
You're going to have a problem because we don't respect the first day of the week is holy. Or you're going to have a problem because on the Sabbath day, we decide to do a thing and it's 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Nope, the sun ain't gone down yet. You're a scribe and a Pharisee.
That's right.
Or you have that spirit trying to find fault. You bought some food on the Sabbath day. Yeah, I wasn't working. Now the Lord said, don't buy or sell. There's nothing wrong with doing good on the Sabbath.
That's right.
Nothing wrong with that.
You're right, Pastor.
Read. Or I believe he said the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath.
Yes.
They went through the cornfields. They healed. They did many things as the Spirit led them through the anointed. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink, what? Or in respect of an holy day?
Or of the new moon.
In other words, don't respect me. Don't have disrespect for me. Or don't talk about me because I don't respect your new moon observation.
That's right.
It's a full moon tonight. We're all going out. And we're going to plant because that full moon. I'm fine. We have a new moon festival. I'm not. You're going to judge me because I won't be a part of that junk.